Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
So do you watch the Sunday shows and Jersey Shore? Did you watch Jersey Shore last night, the new reality show on MTV about kids sharing a beach house in Seaside Heights, generating controversy not only because of the drunken misbehavior, but because of the way it traffics in stereotypes? It features Italian-Americans who embrace the label Guido, like Paulie D, one of the participants.
I was born and raised in Guido. It's just a lifestyle. It's being Italian. It's representing family, friends, tanning, gel, everything. I got a tanning bed in my place. That's how serious I am about being a Guido and living up to that lifestyle.
So, listeners, are you offended by that if you're Italian-American? Are you offended by that if you just go to the Jersey Shore? Is this Italian-American culture as you recognize it? Is this Jersey Shore culture as you recognize it? 212-433-WNYC. Is this just good fun? Is this something offensive that should be wiped off the tube? 212-433-9692. And with me to talk about it and the slice of life it portrays is Slate.com's TV critic Troy Patterson. Hi, Troy.
Hey, how are you?
So what did you think of Paulie D's definition of Guido?
I thought it was pretty concise. He gets the main points across. You know, one thing that I'd like to complicate the definition a bit, and I think that there's a good anthropology paper for someone to write about how the word Guido went from being sort of a general slur against all Italians to being an urban tribe, a sort of a bridge and tunnel set that I think actually has sort of a trans-ethnic identity, despite its being originally grounded in this kind of sort of stereotypical
trans-ethnic identity, meaning lower, middle, working class New Yorkers who take their vacations at the Jersey Shore?
I suppose that there are other places that they could vacation. And, you know, when they go to the Jersey Shore, we're not talking about the sort of WASP or go to Bayhead. But, yeah that's well enough put.
212-433-9692. We'll get to your calls in just a second. What about the women? Do they call themselves Guidos?
They call themselves Guidettes is the term of art. And they're, likewise interested in spending a lot of time in tanning beds, where the gentleman, where the Guido lavishes a lot of attention on his abdominal muscles. The Guidette will likely have sort of invested some money in her chest.
That says a lot. Yeah. And Stephen in Point Pleasant Beach, you're on WNYC. Hi, Stephen.
Hey, how's everything going?
Good. Does that sound like home to you?
Absolutely not. New Jersey Shore used to be a big family place where you would take your kids down to the shore, spend a nice day at the beach, and it's turned into these Staten Island kids coming down and just disgracing what the Jersey Shore really is.
But wait, are you dissing the show here, or are you saying this accurately reflects a population at the Jersey Shore now who you don't like?
I am dissing the show from misconcepting what the Jersey Shore is. It's normally a vacation town for families, and it's turned into these 25-year-old kids coming down, flashing off their muscles, their tans, their spiked hair. That's not what the Jersey Shore really is.
Stephen, thank you. Cody in Woodbridge, you're on WNYC. Hi, Cody.
How are you doing? I just wanted to call because I'm originally from Toms River, New Jersey, which is right next to Seaside. And as the last caller said, you know, it's offensive that MTV would even put something on like this. That doesn't represent anyone who lives in the Jersey Shore.
Thank you, Cody. I heard that an earlier title, Troy Patterson from Slate, was going to be Guido Beach, the title of the actual show.
They had considered that as a title before. Apparently, there's still some limits.
And they changed it to avoid protests, but they're still getting protests, like from Unico, which is the Italian-American service organization.
Mm-hmm.
Unico National.
And that seems understandable. I certainly wouldn't want to be associated with these people. On the other hand, like, though they are indisputably offensive, there's not much about their offensiveness that seems sort of specifically Italian to me, or specifically in keeping with negative stereotypes of Italians. These are, after all, we saw in an early scene, kids who don't even know how to peel garlic.
How do you peel? Never mind. Ellen in Morristown, you're on WNYC. Hi.
I was just calling because I've grown up half my life in Georgia and half my life in New Jersey, and now have family members through marriage that are Italian, and actually have family that lives at the Jersey Shore. And I see it really is in a way, sort of a larger idea of gang culture. But it reminds me very much of the good old boy culture in the South. And I think it's really just more of a way to try and find a self-identity that you can use, sometimes to compensate, but sometimes to sort of protect yourself, or sort of mm-hmm. circle the wagons when you want to, mm-hmm. and then other times not use it, and it's sort of when it's not really needed or necessary. But it's to me that there's a similarity. Some of it, I don't want to say it's exactly, but some of it I think is sort of from a male thing, and that's why I think sometimes it reminds me of the gang culture.
Yeah, well, those are some interesting thoughts. And Anthony calling from the Italian-American Calandra Institute. Anthony, do you take any of that to heart? Do you think this kind of Guido culture, as they're calling it, is something that Italian Americans use when they find it self-protective and discard when they don't need it?
Well, I think that without discussing the merits or lack thereof, let's say, of the subculture that we know is Guido within the Italian American community, I think that with regard to this program, the show, what happens is it's really a caricature, and under the guise of reality show, you really have a series of young Italian American men and women who engage in a character of themselves. I think that
we're going to run out of time. But what did you mean by the subset of Italian Americans that really is Guido?
Well, there is a subculture within the Italian American community, the Italian American youth, that there are young Italian Americans in their 20s who identify as Guidos. There's a professor, Donald Tricarico, who has studied this for a long time, and we can discuss the merits or lack thereof of that culture, such as there are other in the African American culture, in the Hispanic culture, there are those components that the African Americans and Hispanic Americans will take issue with, such as Bill Cosby did a couple of years ago, mm-hmm. with Alan Poussin.
Sure.
So there is that, and within the Italian American community, we have to explore that, we have to investigate it, find out why it exists. But what the show does, unfortunately, is it just creates a caricature of all that.
Anthony, thank you. We got to give the last word to Sean from Seaside Heights, which is the exact community where the reality show is set. Sean, you get 15 seconds. Hi.
Hi, Brian. I'm from Seaside Heights. I lived there till about 2000, and the show is fairly representative, I think, of the folks who come there on vacation. And I also want to recommend a website called www.njguido.com. It's a good resource on this. Thank you for doing the show. Bye-bye.
Thank you. And Troy Patterson, Slate.com TV critic, your last 15 seconds of fame for today. What's the point of the show? Is it like Survivor?
No, not at all. The point of the show is are enjoying the buffoonery of drunken young people as they attempt to have sex and get in fights. The caller's ideas, I'm very much engaged with the idea of Guido culture being connected to a larger idea of gang culture. I'd put out that the gangster who gets the most screen time on this show is Al Pacino as Scarface, a poster on the wall.
And we have to leave it there. There is a world after The Sopranos where this conversation continues. Brian Lehrer on WNYC.